Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to another edition of the TalkSport Daily podcast. Make sure you listen right to the end to hear Danny Kelly's sensational Tottenham rant and also Alan Brazil's views on TikTok. Anyway, after Arsenal's demolition of Everton increased their lead at the top of the Premier League, TalkSport's Adrian Durham claimed that the Gunners are lucky. Well, it's safe to say that Darren Bent, who happens to support Arsenal, didn't agree with Aid.
The definition of luck is something that goes in your favour that you don't control. It's a wonderful thing. We all love a bit of luck now and then. Arsenal are having a huge amount of it just lately. And get this list, right? There was no Casemiro when they faced Man United. Caicedo and McAllister didn't play when the Gunners went to Brighton. Diaz was injured for Liverpool first half at the Emirates. No Kulusevski for the North London derby at home. No Maddison when they went to Leicester at the weekend. In injury time at Villa, an Arsenal shot hits the bar and goes in off the keeper. Whereas a Villa shot hits the bar, goes away to safety. No Bentancur when they went to Spurs. Paulinho will be suspended for Fulham when they meet a week on Sunday. And tonight is just that little bit too soon for Calvert-Lewin to return. Little things make big points. The joke's over now. No team deserves this much luck. It's ridiculous.
Do you know what? I love Adrian Durham, but I don't agree with what he's saying there, because I think in any run for any kind of trophy, or you're going for the Premier League title, in any walk of life, you need a bit of luck. Mm-hmm. And yes, Arsenal have had it, but I mean, that's just part and parcel of football. I mean, yeah, Paulinho is a good player for Fulham. The Maddison at Leicester, I know their form goes when Maddison's not there, but these things happen. Kulusevski not being available for Arsenal. Casemiro is probably the big one where you'd go. But then again, I don't think that's lucky, because Casemiro was the one who made that stupid tackle against Palace anyway.
We're up on nights again, lucky.
Come on, Adrian.
Adrian! I was sitting in front of him at Bristol City on Tuesday night. And if I'd known he was going to come out with that nonsense, I would have had a word with him. I mean, come on, Adrian.
That is really taking extremes,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes. I mean, that is so much of a wind-up that the Arsenal fans aren't going to bite. There you go. That's how much of a wind-up that is.
You want to bet?
Now on to the former Palace owner Simon Jordan clashing with Lee the Spurs fan over their chairman Daniel Levy after Tottenham crashed out of the FA Cup.
When you are in charge of a football club, the buck stops with you, right? We've had 15 managers. I think it's 15. I might be wrong. Might be one or two outright. We've gone through 15 managers since he's been there. It's not all of their fault. We've sold really top players, Bale, Walker, Modric, because they've all gone on to win loads of trophies, okay? We've sold
but
our
where
best
have they gone?
Players, okay?
But Lee, where have they gone? They haven't gone to smaller football clubs. They've gone to bigger football clubs. What is it you actually expect? You Tottenham fans, some of you, and I'm a great admirer of Tottenham Hotspur, it's one of my favourite football clubs, but some of you Tottenham fans are such whiners. I don't know what it is you expect. You've got a side that's competing inside the Premier League, inside the top four. Your performance last night is totally utter. What an opportunity missed. But that's got nothing to do with Levy. That's got to do with the players on the pitch. If you can't beat Sheffield United to get into the quarterfinals in FA Cup, what in God's name are you all about?
Yeah, you no doubt celebrated the fact, Lee, that you got one of the best coaches in the world when Antonio Conte arrived in the scene.
Yeah, I love Conte.
Yeah,
who got him? Yeah.
Yeah, who's got him and who's ruined the relationship with him? Why is the relationship broken down? Why does Conte...
Well, why do you assume it's broken down? But why do you assume it's broken down? This time last year, the media were running this, the sections of the media, which I pushed back against the fact that Antonio Conte was going to be leaving, he wasn't going to be staying. And he did precisely the opposite. Why do you assume that just because the backdrop is that Conte's slightly temperamental, why do you assume the relationship is broken down between Daniel Levy and Antonio Conte?
Simon, I'll bet you £500 charity bet that Conte will leave at the end of the season.
But he leaves every football club after a couple of years. So what's that got to do with Daniel Levy?
Yeah, and also, Lee, do you think at this stage you will end up where you are at this moment? Top four.
We're not getting top four.
You are top four. Will you stay there?
No, we're not. We're not going to finish there. Right, two reasons. One, because we're not good enough. We've got a squad full of average players, apart from one or two. Kane's going to go. Don't blame him. We will always love him. And I hope we don't make top four, because that's £40 million that Levy won't have in his pocket.
TalkSport legend Danny Kelly is a Spurs fan, and he gave his thoughts on their abject performance after they were dumped out of the cup.
Sheffield United 1, Spurs 0. It's the substitute, Illiman Ndiaye, who's come on and scored only his second goal in 17 games.
Spurs fans, you've got nothing to do with Arsenal. You get 3 hours every season to deal with the Arsenal. Mm. We've given them 6 points in those 3 hours. If they win the title, you can say that's down to Spurs. Simple as that. On the podcast I do about Spurs, I get accused of being, you know, too pro-Spurs, not seeing things right. I also get accused of being too anti-Antonio Conte. I can do none of those things today, Charlie. That was rotten, rotten to the core. All right, they picked a weakened team. I can go through that, why that's a bad idea. But they still picked a team with 11 full internationals, seven of whom were at the World Cup. It's about attitude, isn't it? They're playing three centre-backs against a team who play one up front, who is 36. Why do you need three centre-backs? Why can't we just change for once and try and be a little bit more attacking? What they seem to forget with their clipboards and their computers and their long-term modelling is that the people are paying to go and watch. If you're a Spurs fan yesterday, there were thousands of them up there. You have to take half a day off work.
Yeah.
And you go up there, you want to see them an effort in this game, not deliberately or subconsciously or accidentally getting lobbed out of the cup match, but that benefits your possibility of finishing fourth for next year's Champions League, which itself is a stepping stone to some kind of Super League that's being talked about behind our back. Win this game. Yeah. I'm here. I've paid for it. Win this game and worry about everything else tomorrow.
More from Danny in a bit, but here's the former England striker Darren Bent claiming that Tottenham's Richarlison has been the biggest ever flop.
That team that they've put out, Conte and Stellini, they've put out this team. Okay, they've made the change. At the start of the show, I said, look, Harry Kane has to play. They've put that side out. Richarlison, what was he, 60 million?
60 million.
He's got no Premier League goal.
At the minute, he's turned into the most expensive flop ever.
Yeah, you said that in the pre-show.
60 million.
You said flop of the season.
60 million.
And now you're saying biggest flop ever.
Okay, this season.
Biggest flop ever.
This season.
That's another chat for another day, but...
Listen, I'd expect one goal. At the minute, he's turned into the most expensive flop ever. Okay, this season.
Warning, this vehicle is reversing.
Back to Simon Jordan now with a very bold claim about West Ham's Declan Rice.
If you're West Ham, of course you're going to spin a yarn, aren't you? That he's this and he's that and the other. Because you know that the football world ostensibly is quite lazy and doesn't necessarily rely on its own eyes. And we'll buy into that nonsense. And if you can convince people that the devil doesn't exist, you'll find out that he doesn't. And in this instance, if you can convince that Declan Rice is a £100 million player and someone's fool enough to want to pay that for him, then you're not getting a £100 million footballer. He's not a £100 million footballer. He's a very, very good, tidy, very, very well-built footballer. But he's a long way away from what people have built him up to be.
Let's head back to Danny Kelly now and his ongoing rant about Spurs.
Spurs have gone out of the FA Cup in the last 7 years, often to lower league opposition. The following people have been in the defence for all these defeats in the FA Cup. 16-17, Eric Dier. 17-18, Dier, Davis and Sanchez. 18-19, Dier and Sanchez. 19-20, Dier and Sanchez. 20-21, change, Davis and Sanchez. 21-22, Dier, Davis and Sanchez. So these players have been in these defeats. Yeah. Last night, they tried something else. We'll try all of them. Put them all out. Dyer, Davis and Sanchez all played.
What's the definition of madness, Danny?
Well, to try the same thing over and over again, in the failing at something over and over again, the mistaken belief that the outcome is going to change. If you want to know how to be a good football manager, and I know Antonio listens and Christian Stellini, there's a template, isn't there? Everything that Arsene Wenger did in the first 10 years at Arsenal, do that. Everything he did in his second 10 years at Arsenal, do the opposite. And that's when he started resting Thierry Henry in games like that. Don't do that. Five subs. Get two up. Get the first team off the pitch after that.
Right, let's turn our attention to boxing. And here's Simon Jordan clashing with Josh Taylor, saying the Scottish fighter should agree to have a rematch with Jack Catterall.
I do think you lost that fight. I do think you went into that fight and underrated him. And I didn't particularly like your reaction after the fight.
Well, how many times do I need to say to you? I've already said it to you three times in this interview that I'm going to fight him again.
What you guys say, Josh, and what you guys do are two different things. I want to make sure that we get this in an unequivocal position, that you deal with Teofimo Lopez in the next 2 or 3 months when you're fit, and that you're going to fight Jack Catterall this year so everyone can get this situation resolved properly, and then you never have to listen to it again, do you?
How many times have I said I will fight him again?
Good.
I just can't.
Got it.
I've said it in about 20 different interviews.
Got it. Good. We've all got it now. We've all heard it. It's indelible.
This is TalkSport Daily, and I'm Laura Woods.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Alan Brazil and his very particular views on TikTok.
Look at some of the best performing clips on the various TalkSport social channels. Search TalkSport on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and wherever you get your content from, never miss a moment.
Are you big on TikTok?
What is TikTok?
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.